Now, we don't often get guests on AFL Exchange, but when we do, we tend to get the best in the business.
No doubt about that.
And, Peter, we've got a man who spent most of this year speaking to captains. He's well known to footy tragics right across the world, I would suggest. He's made a raft of wonderful documentaries, none the least The Chosen Few, which was made about coaches last year. Well, he's backed it up this year, taking an in-depth look at AFL captains. And he gave us our very first home on AFL Exchange. We used to borrow his office all those years ago when we first started out. Pete Dixon. Pete, welcome.
Thank you, mate.
Good to chat.
Good to be here.
It's a fascinating project. As I said, you've spent nearly all this year following around not just the 18 captains, but some previous ones as well and some big names in footy. What can we expect when – I think it's next Tuesday night on
– Tuesday night on Channel 7. Yeah, it's been enormous. It's been 10 months, I think, really, and since the get-go. But I think you can expect – if you saw the coach version, I think – well, I hope, and I think it is, it's a step up from that. And it's probably more there's things you'll see that you've never seen before. I can promise you that. There's on-field vision and audio that has never been done.
So you're spending time with them both on-field, as you say.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the extent of that in a moment, but also away from the footy club and getting to know them as men.
Yeah. So the arrangement was I spoke to them all – 10 months ago, and I said, if I do this, it's got to be, it's on their time, because, documentaries don't have a big budget.
Yep.
So they had to commit to, we want to do this, and we want to do it in our own time, and it was more of a, just directly me to them. There was no media managers, there was no clubs, there was no managers, so it was kind of unique, and they all bar Gary, got on board.
Gary Ablett?
Gary Jr., I think he was a bit reticent early, but I think more the year went on and the year he had with the injury, it just didn't pan out with Gaz. So I tried 100 times, but that didn't end up. So the rest of them were all on. And so the process was spending time with them when we could, and I didn't want to impinge on their real job. So this, that's the last thing you want to do. And so it was homes, most of the time at homes, most of the time at clubs. Game day, I sort of had one game with them each, which was fully mic'd and...
On the field.
So I rigged up my own kind of mic situation on the field. So hit and miss, but it was very much a personal thing that they decided to do.
I want to talk while we've got you as well. It's pretty rare we get a chance to speak to, I think, the official documentarian of the AFL, and you've got a wonderful back catalogue. You're very, very experienced. Just interested how you go into these things. I know you do the take of the grand final each year, and we always look forward to that when the next season rolls around and we get that in-depth and backroom view of that day. But these ones, like the captains and the coaches and a few of the other ones, do you go in with a blank canvas on what you want or what the outcome will be? Or have you got some sort of skeleton that you're working towards?
Well, especially with the Chosen Few sort of genre, I went in with a skeleton with the first one. I knew the difficult thing with documentary making, I think, anyway, and I reckon I've put myself right out there with these, is putting 17, 18, 20 sometimes heads together in one story. If you look at all the sport documentaries, it's usually about one or two or three people. And this is, like, ridiculous. Mm. And so it's been a real challenge to craft the story, to include them all and give them equal airtime, and some of them don't get equal airtime. But, the first one, I went in thinking, okay, I'm going to do this, how am I going to do this? I had a structure of how I sort of wanted to flow in terms of my content, but it was so fluid and it changed 100 times through that 8-month, 9-month period. So I got to the end of it and it seemed to go well. So it was a bit easier, to be honest, for this one. I sort of had my structure down. I sort of knew. But then, again, it didn't go anywhere near where I thought from the beginning. And you've got to be fluid with it. You've just got to flow with it. And it gets frustrating because you think you've got a great segment heading your way. And then, you've got to move. You've got to change. So you've got to take the best bits. And then keep it in some sort of flowing, emotional, funny story. So it's a real task. People go, oh, they see the, and, oh, yeah, it's a lot. But I tell you, I fight it for 10 months, you know. I live it and...
Because we're talking hundreds of hours.
Hundreds of hours, and I don't sleep, and, yeah, it's not a great... I mean, it's great. It's great to do, but, gee, look at it now. What do I do?
Pete, the coach's one was fantastic. There's still some lines in that that I remember, even Damien Hardwick saying he was afraid to, at times, to walk out in public. You mentioned it being a step up, this, and without giving away, you know, the plot or details, why do you use that description?
I think because the honesty the captains gave, to a degree, the coaches gave a lot, so I can't argue that point. But I think the captains give more. Mm. And they, for some reason, whether it's a younger demographic, I'm not sure, but the way that they portray themselves, and I think I reckon I captured that better this time and who they are. So I think if you had any doubts about your captain, what sort of person he is, I think you'll have no doubt after this. You'll see their frailties and you'll see their strengths. So I have no doubt that this is a better capture of the person.
As a collective, what do you think about captains now? What's their defining features?
I went in, and part of the initial thing you talk about your structure, Drew, is I thought that the theme of born or made was really fascinating to me, and about leadership. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, it sort of went by the wayside because they are 50-50 generally split themselves on what they believe in that. So that's, I don't think there is an answer to that. Something they can be developed, something they're born into it. But overall, they... the captains as a collective, I just can't be more impressed with them. I thought they had skill sets, but I don't. The weight of responsibility they hold in this position, you got to be a unique character, and you can, that's why you see some fail. Like it's just a weight.
What are the responsibilities that I suppose surprised you or made you think, gee, if I was in my 20s, I don't know how I would have handled that?
Yeah, I often think if a prospective captain, a player right now watches this and thinks I want to be skipper one day, they'll know at the end whether they want to be or not. But how could I describe it? The living their mantra every day is what I think is the most difficult thing for them. They are the controller of the values, and you know that's the common word they all use. Mm. And we set our values and how we're going to live, and they have to live it better than anyone else. And I reckon, I don't know how it's done because I mean you see Hodgie had a stuff up, you know, recently, and you know that'll put him back in the eyes. So,
Is it too high a standard, and is it in reality? Well, not even impossible to reach, but is it something that they just grapple with? How do they manage it?
Yep, they grapple with it. It's for the older skippers that they it's just ingrained.
Yep.
And I think it'll be an interesting journey for the and I hate that word journey, but an interesting path for the newer ones. You know, your Tex, your Shannons, these guys who are now getting a handle on that, and they in the next 5 years they have to live that. I mean, the older ones are just generally used to. I mean, there's other aspects of it which I found. Joe Watson was fascinating in this, and he made a great comment. I won't give too much away, but that he constantly battles his traits and whether his traits are good for the group and whether his traits are good for his particular group.
Yeah.
You know, because and that's – so what you're getting is you're getting a depth of thinking about how they're going about it, which I was not prepared for. There was a lot more that came out.
Who do they lean on? I mean, the coach-captain relationship's obviously huge, but outside that, is it their partners? Did you get any insight into that?
Yeah. You know, the first common thing is if they're in trouble, some of them have unbelievable relationships with their coaches, others don't.
Mm.
So, you know, they split on that. Generally, the families and the partners and the parents, I found. Mm. The parents are probably the main.
So looking at the clubs from the outside, do you reckon the captains, as you got to know them, symbolised the club as you thought it was or as the public perception is? Do you understand my question?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Does Scott Pendlebury, for example, represent how you see Collingwood?
He's too good looking.
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
Interesting question. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think what I see from Scotty is what Collingwood is in my mind.
Right.
Although in saying that, I look at St Kilda and I think of Nick. So I don't know. There's some that change. And I think when I see Freo, I see Ross and Pav.
Mm-hmm.
But other clubs, no.
And is Pav's very similar to Ross?
Oh, yeah. No, Pav's unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, Pav's one of my favourites.
Right.
You'll see Pav in this like you've never seen him.
He is one of the... misunderstood's not the right word. Probably... I don't know him very well at all. But in terms of his quality of his output and the sort of person he is, living in the eastern states, you just don't get it.
No, which is really great for this because get a chance to really delve into him.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the theme of this near the end, obviously, is premierships because it's in the week leading in. And
when you said about yourself having sleepless nights, what gives captain sleepless nights?
Hawthorn, Peter, we've gone through this time and time and time again.
No, but is it the young players on the list? Is it not winning? Is it their own performance?
It's just the stress of the job,
yeah.
I think. There's so many different elements. They all have different stresses. Like they all, it's not unique. Yep. You know, I've got the same as him. They're all different. I mean, Rocky, up in Brisbane, he's a ripper in this. And he's almost, he's newish in the role, but he adds the light factor to the whole thing, you know, and he just goes, yeah, I'll go to bed and instead of dreaming of girls, sticking footy, you know. And
were there any, Pete, and you don't have to name names, but are there any that you think aren't cut out to be captains from your association, your time with them?
No, I can categorically say that. Well, I thought there was when I started, but no, once I've been with them, no.
Do you want to name that person?
No.
And how did they change given the performance of the team?
It's funny. I kept tabs on them throughout the year. There were some that fell by the wayside. I think that was a direct result of how the team was going. I think they probably get to a point where, that's me, done, because I've got other things to focus on. But where else the guys that seemed to be flying along, going okay, we're up for it. So, I just think the weight of the year got some down.
And the other one is the most, the biggest tragedy in footy that we've seen, obviously, Phil Walsh dying. And again, with that, do you deal with texts post that?
Yeah.
I imagine that was a really difficult time.
There's part of this, there's a segment, and I later on in the film, texts, we go through that. But there's another part in the middle of the film which is really emotional, and it was really emotional for me to do because it was with Nick and Maddie, and also with,
of course,
Trav and his dad, and also with Jared and Clementine McVeigh. And the whole point of that was I wanted to show people, and it's kind of like under the banner of We Are Human, because sometimes I think it gets lost that they live normal lives, really. I mean, they've seen where they are, but that they are dealing with loss at a level unprecedented. And then lead and are leading at the same time. So that was where I was, how do they do that? Because in my own personal situation, I didn't have the couch for 6 months.
Yeah.
So I found that extraordinary. And that is a real mark of these guys and how they can compartmentalise.
Well, I think that from a community perspective, you look at these guys and see how they manage it and take inspiration from it in a sense. But that's a difficult burden for them to carry because sometimes they wouldn't want to be the inspiring character.
That's right.
Peter, wonderful to speak to you. Before we let I think we could speak for.
I'm looking forward to it. Just picking his brains there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know one thing you agonise over is what to leave out. Is there?
Oh yeah.
Anything that you've had to leave out that you could share with us?
No, I can't really share it with you.
just a couple of swear words.
That is a battle I have all the time, and I had an 86-minute. Contract with Seven. They allowed me to get 92 because I just always go over at the end. So, but yeah, I could seriously have made, I reckon, quality TV or doco with 100, 110. So hopefully down the track a bit I can do something else with some of that stuff.
Some extras on a DVD?
Yeah, that'll perhaps happen. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So Tuesday night, the 29th of September, airing on Channel 7 at 9:30 p.m. right across Australia, Victoria, Tasmania, WA and South Australia, and then 12:15 a.m. on 7, mate, on Wednesday, September 30th for Queensland, New South Wales. And then I think a bit later in the week closer to the grand final.
I tell you, just to interrupt, watching the coaches one last year with my wife, who's not really fired up about footy, But given the documentary, it was so emotional that you actually watched it whether you liked footy or not and loved it and commented on it, which I imagine their captains would be similar, I'm guessing. But
That's ideally what I'd like to achieve. Mm.
Yeah, it's high praise, Pete, and I think well-deserved, Peter Dixon, as well. Thanks for your time.
No worries, gents.
All the best. Congratulations already. We know it'll be a beauty. We've seen a couple of snippets. We look forward to the full version on Tuesday night, September 30, 9:30 on Channel 7. Good on you, mate.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Hey, before you go, tips for the weekend?
I so hope Frio, to be honest. I mean, I love Hawthorn, but with my story in the doco, Frio, please. West Coast, I think.
Hmm. Right.
He's got no idea.
I don't care about the other game.
Good luck to your team on the weekend. AFL Exchange. We'll be back next week, grand final week.